Do you ever wish you could ask your data anything at any time? How are sales this quarter? How is a specific marketing campaign performing? How is the overall health of the business? With Domo's AI and data products platform, you can. Domo lets your team channel AI and data quickly, securely, and innovatively to deliver measurable insights wherever and whenever you need them. Anyone on your team can use Domo to prepare, analyze, visualize, automate, and distribute data amplified by AI. Domo goes beyond productivity. It's designed to transform your processes and drive real growth, powered by trust, flexibility, and years of expertise in data and AI innovation. Data is hard. Domo is easy. Learn how Domo can help you make smarter moves faster at ai.domo.com. That's ai.domo.com.
If you're thinking about getting a new car, let me tell you about Buyers Volkswagen. You can browse and shop entirely online at columbusvw.com or come visit us by the airport where our friendly brand specialists are ready to help. Right now, get a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan for 0% for 60 months. Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers. Offer good on new 2024 Tiguan models. Offer to highly qualified customers who finance their Volkswagen credit for up to 60 months. See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/3/2025.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to a journey of divine abundance and prosperity. Today, we're diving deep into the spiritual realm to uncover the secrets of God's blessings. If you're seeking prosperity in your life, whether it's financial, emotional, or spiritual, you're in the right place. This isn't just another self-help video. This is a sacred journey towards unlocking the gates of abundance that the universe has in store for you. So, buckle up and get ready to embark on a transformational experience that will leave you feeling empowered and blessed. Before we delve into the depths of prosperity, let's take a moment to reflect on what it truly means to be prosperous. Prosperity isn't just about material wealth. It's about experiencing abundance in all aspects of life: health, relationships, and spiritual fulfillment. Many of us go through life feeling like we're lacking something, whether it's money, love, or purpose. But the truth is, God has already blessed us with everything we need to live abundantly. It's just a matter of tapping into that divine energy and allowing it to flow through us. One of the biggest obstacles to experiencing prosperity is our mindset. We often hold on to limiting beliefs about money and success that keep us stuck in a cycle of scarcity. But when we align our thoughts with God's promises of abundance, we open ourselves up to a world of infinite possibilities. So, how do we cultivate a mindset of prosperity? It starts with gratitude. When we acknowledge and appreciate the blessings we already have in our lives, we create space for more blessings to flow in. Another key to unlocking prosperity is faith. We must trust in God's plan for our lives and believe that He wants us to prosper in every area of our lives. With unwavering faith, we can move mountains and manifest miracles. But faith without action is dead. We must also be willing to take inspired action towards our goals and dreams. Whether it's starting a passion project or simply taking better care of ourselves, every step we take in better care of ourselves, every step we take toward our vision brings us closer to abundance. Now, you might be thinking, but what about all the challenges and obstacles I face? How can I prosper amid adversity? The truth is, God often uses our trials and tribulations to refine us and prepare us for greater blessings. In those moments of struggle, it's important to remember that God is always with us, guiding us, and providing for us. Even when it feels like we're alone in the darkness, His light shines bright, illuminating the path to prosperity. So, if you're feeling stuck in a rut or facing seemingly insurmountable challenges, take heart. God has a plan for you, and it's a plan for good, not for harm. Trust in His timing, His wisdom, and His love, and you will surely reap a harvest of blessings. Now, you may be wondering, how do I access this divine prosperity? Is there a secret formula or a magic spell? The answer is simpler than you might think. It all starts with prayer. Prayer is our direct line of communication with God, our Heavenly Father. When we pray with sincerity and faith, we invite His presence into our lives and open ourselves up to receive His blessings. But prayer isn't just about asking for what we want. It's also about surrendering to God's will and aligning ourselves with His divine purpose. When we pray from a place of surrender and humility, we make room for miracles to unfold in our lives. Let go of past failures and disappointments, for God's prosperity is a new beginning for you. Embrace His grace and mercy, and step into a future filled with abundance and joy. God's prosperity is not a distant dream, but a present reality waiting to be embraced. Open your heart to His blessings and watch as He transforms your life in ways you never thought possible. As you walk in obedience to His word, doors of opportunity will open before you, leading you to places of abundance and favor. Trust in His guidance, for He will prosper you beyond your wildest dreams. Do not limit God's prosperity to your own understanding or expectations. His ways are higher, and His blessings are greater than anything you could imagine. Surrender to His will and watch as He works miracles in your life. God's prosperity is not a one-time event, but a continuous outpouring of His goodness and grace. Stay connected to Him through prayer and worship and experience the fullness of His blessings in every area of your life. In moments of doubt or uncertainty, remember that God's prosperity is a promise that never fails. His love for you is unchanging, and His desire to bless you knows no bounds. Trust in His faithfulness and watch as He prospers you beyond measure. As you sow seeds of faith and obedience, God will multiply your efforts and bring forth a harvest of blessings in due time. Trust in His timing, for He knows the perfect season to release His prosperity into your life. Do not be discouraged by the challenges you face, for God's prosperity is greater than any obstacle. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that He is with you every step of the way, guiding you toward a future filled with abundance and joy. God's prosperity is not a reward for your works, but a gift of His grace and love. Receive His blessings with a grateful heart, knowing that He delights in showering His children with abundance and favor. As you align your will with His, God's prosperity will flow through you like a river, touching the lives of those around you and bringing glory to His name. Walk in humility and gratitude and watch as He exalts you in due time. Do not be anxious about tomorrow, for God's prosperity is a promise that endures forever. Trust in His provision and rest in the knowledge that He is working all things together for your good. In moments of weakness or doubt, cling to the promises of God's prosperity. His strength is made perfect in your weakness, and His blessings will sustain you through every trial and tribulation. As you seek His kingdom above all else, God will add blessings upon blessings to your life. Trust in His faithfulness, for He is a God who delights in prospering His children beyond measure. Do not be swayed by the opinions of others or the circumstances around you, for God's prosperity transcends human understanding. Walk in faith and confidence, knowing that He is leading you toward a future filled with abundance and favor. God's prosperity is not limited by time or space, but is a reality that transcends all barriers. Open your heart to His blessings and watch as He transforms your life in ways you never thought possible. As you sow seeds of kindness and generosity, God will multiply your efforts and bring forth a harvest of blessings in due time. Trust in His provision, for He is a God who delights in showering His children with abundance and favor. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, laying the foundation for abundance and prosperity in His creation. Just as He spoke the world into existence, His words carry the power to manifest prosperity in your life. As you align your thoughts and actions with God's promises, you step into a realm where blessings flow abundantly. Trust in His provision and believe that He will prosper you in ways beyond your imagination. Dear brothers and sisters, I now want us to explore some biblical promises and examples of God's prosperity. The first promise in Psalm 1:3 says, "That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." The second promise is in Philippians 4, verse 19, which says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." The third promise is in Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The journey of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt to the Promised Land, as recounted in the book of Exodus, helps us learn that despite facing numerous obstacles and challenges along the way, God guided them, protected them, and ultimately led them to a land flowing with milk and honey, fulfilling His promise of prosperity to His chosen people. The fourth promise in Deuteronomy 28, verses 2 to 6, says, "All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the city, and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed." Fifth promise is in Malachi 3, verse 10, which says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." The story of the widow's offering in Mark 12, verses 41 to 44, helps us learn that despite giving only two small coins, the widow's act of faithfulness and sacrificial giving was honored by Jesus, who commended her for giving more than all the others, illustrating God's principle of abundant blessings for those who trust and obey Him with their finances. The story of Joseph in Genesis 39, verse 41, helps us learn that despite being sold into slavery and facing numerous trials, Joseph remained faithful to God. Eventually, he rose to prominence in Egypt, becoming second only to Pharaoh, and his wisdom and leadership led to prosperity not only for himself, but also for the entire nation during a time of famine. The story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17, verses 8 to 16, helps us learn that despite a severe famine, God miraculously provided for Elijah, the widow, and her son by multiplying their meager provisions, demonstrating his faithfulness to provide for his people even in times of scarcity. The story of Ruth and Boaz in the book of Ruth helps us learn that through Ruth's unwavering faithfulness and Boaz's kindness, God orchestrated their union, leading to prosperity not only for them, but also for Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, as their lineage eventually included King David and Jesus, Christ. God's prosperity is not just about what you can accumulate, but about the impact you can make on the world around you. Use your resources to bless others and be a beacon of hope and encouragement. As you give, so shall you receive, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In the pursuit of prosperity, be diligent in your pursuit of excellence. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord, and He will reward you abundantly. Trust in His provision, and He will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. When faced with challenges that seem overwhelming, remember that God is greater than any obstacle you may encounter. He is the God of the breakthrough, and nothing is too difficult for Him. Trust in His power, and He will make a way where there seems to be no way. As we conclude this journey toward prosperity, I invite you to join me in a powerful prayer for God's abundant blessings to manifest in your life. Let us bow our heads and open our hearts to receive His grace and favor. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your unfailing love and boundless grace. We thank You for the promises of prosperity that You have spoken over our lives. We ask that You would open the windows of heaven and pour out Your blessings upon us in abundance. Prosper us, O Lord, in every area of our lives, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. Give us wisdom to steward Your blessings well and a heart to bless others in return. May Your favor surround us like a shield, and may Your favor surround us like a shield, and may Your presence go before us wherever we go. We declare that we are blessed to be a blessing, and we give You all the glory and praise for the great things You have done and will continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us on this journey toward prosperity. If this message has resonated with you, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to our channel for more inspiring content. Remember, God's prosperity is within your reach, so keep believing, keep praying, and keep trusting in His unfailing love. Until next time, may God's abundant blessings be upon you always. Amen.